Welcome back in. Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Chase McCabe here with you on this Thursday morning. And as we do every Thursday morning at 7 o'clock, we welcome in our good friend Jared Stillman to the program to recap a little Jared versus Joe. Jared, good morning. A rare day yesterday on Jared versus Joe with both you and Rex Road emerging from the contest victorious. It was beautiful to see.
Or as losers.
Yeah, I was kind of expecting Ian to do something like that. You know, Ian, and I love him with all my heart. He's not very confrontational. And I think that, again, we keep looking at the referees here. But in all fairness, Joe and I had like four or five debate topics, and we agreed on all of them, which is almost stunning.
Yeah.
So it was an honor to share the award with Joe, like Steve McNair and Peyton Manning shared the MVP award in 2003.
I'll be honest, it was a little unnerving.
But what we don't agree on, which I'd like to talk about some today, is your – I did not get to hear you lay this out for your listeners yesterday, but
You know we have a podcast, right? So you can go back and listen on your own time if it's important
enough
to know what it is.
Why don't you just
go to thegamenashville.com.
Thanks.
Or subscribe on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd rather YouTube and Twitch and Twitter, too.
Yeah, well, you know, I was baking cookies, okay? So I'd like you to
You know what's funny is I have an Alexa device, and when I wake up in the morning and I'm in the kitchen, and I literally will be, hey, Alexa, play 102.5 The Game, and I'll listen to you and Robbie while I'm, like, making a shake or whatever, which would be the same as baking cookies. So you could do that while you bake.
Thanks for that, too.
So that anyway, is right, Chase, right?
Yeah, oh, that's 100%.
I feel like you're trying to avoid this ridiculous topic, so let's get into it. You believe that the Titans basically are trying to sell to the public. They're trying to sell John Stryker, Stretch, as the next GM to the public with an employee spotlight. John Stryker, oh, he's such a good guy.
It was not called the employee spotlight. It was called the genuine Titan.
And
the
genuine one who won it, Titan.
And last week's genuine Titan was Derrick Henry. So it is not about Donna and accounting that they are highlighting.
Now, wait
on the
a minute.
Show.
Now, wait a minute. Are we sure Derrick Henry's not the next GM then? Maybe they're trying to sell him as the next GM.
I don't think Derrick Henry's interested in that pay cut. But what I will tell you is this. Is let's think about this politically, right?
Okay.
And this is state-run television. So take one of these, you know, dictatorships like China or Russia.
Yeah, let's get into that. Yeah.
Think to yourself about state-run television works. And I love the Mike Vrabel show. I've been watching the coaches show since Monday Night Live with Jeff Fisher out at Opry Mills. I remember when USC beat Washington State and he put Lamont Thompson and Jason Gesser on the injury report with chest injuries because their heart hurt because USC beat them. That's how far back with the coaches TV show I go.
You're kind of sick.
I have never seen a 5-minute just breakdown on how great the coach's personal assistant is. I've never seen that before. And so I'm sitting on my couch watching this on Tuesday night, and I see them spend 5 minutes where Mike Keith is telling us how he's one of the most important people in the organization, and Amy Wells is sitting down with Aaron Brewer and basically being like, but John Stryker's the reason why you're here, right, Aaron Brewer? He's like, yeah. And, you know, Ben Jones, I get coffee with him every morning. He watches every game and every clip of every game. And, I mean, the amount of just the state-run television. If, again, going back to, like, Russia, think about all the propaganda they put on their television before they attacked Ukraine, right? And I'm not saying that this is the exact same, but if you were going to make somebody the general manager.
Keep going down this road.
Absolutely has no business being the general manager. And Stryker has absolutely no business being the general manager. If you were to do that, what you would need to do, or what would at least be a good idea, would to make sure that your constituent base understands why this guy should be the general manager. I mean, he found Aaron Brewer. So those are the things that I think kind of added up. And it was funny because I kind of took a straw poll of everybody after listening to that. And you're the only person that I talked to at our station who did not listen to that 5-minute coaches TV show breakdown on Vrabel's personal assistant and think, oh my God, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Robbie,
I was not consulted in this straw poll.
Well,
D-Mace was, Caroline was, Chase.
Yeah, I was.
So you buy this. You think that's what this is?
I look, Jared, I've said this earlier. You say some crazy things sometimes, but I don't think this is completely out of the realm of possibility.
Okay.
Based on the whole Vrabel power struggle, you know, because if Stretch is the GM, then Vrabel's the GM. That's what that means.
Yeah, so for people who don't know, John Stryker, is that title is actually football development coordinator. Isn't that it's not Vrabel's assistant, but...
Excuse me, he was Vrabel's personal assistant.
Right, and he is a guy who, I think it was the thing I wrote about Ohio State, more Ohio State stuff.
Oh, yeah.
A couple years ago, now his name eludes me, but the quote in the article was...
Everett Withers.
There you go, thank you, said he's going to be a GM someday. And there's that belief, okay? But you're talking about someone, to me, I would think that you would want to be in personnel to some extent. Now, you'd want to be a scout, or you'd want to, you know, maybe even be like...
Who is the you you're talking about? Is the you really yourself? Like, I would rather have somebody in scouting, because I think Mike Vrabel wants somebody that's going to do what he says.
Well, okay.
And that's exactly what this guy is.
So... Yeah, well, I understand what you're saying here. I find it to be far-fetched. If the Titans, if they think, like, do you actually think that this little feature on the coaches show, I don't know the ratings of the coaches show. I'm glad that you're a faithful viewer.
It
sure
honestly might be one.
You know, some people watch it, but, like, is this really going to make sense? All of a sudden, everybody's like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, that was a really nice feature on them. I think I feel better about it now. I think that this is Jared, just like they decided to do
it. Joe, that's how propaganda works.
Yeah. Okay. Again, I don't think this is going to happen, and I think that John Stryker as a player personnel director or something, like a fast forward to some extent, I get. The GM of the Titans, and then they tried to sell it like this. How would you feel about the Titans if you are right about this? If this actually unfolds, how would you feel about your team, Jared?
I said to I didn't say this on the air, but I said to somebody after I watched it on the coaches show Tuesday night, so late Tuesday night, I said if that happens, I may honestly be looking for a new team. Like if they go from John Robinson, and again, Robinson wasn't perfect, but Robinson had the same winning percentage as Bill Walsh with less losing seasons. If they go from John Robinson to this guy who's never scouted, and this guy who's got no personnel background, and they make him the general manager, I might have to find a new team to root for.
I may be a fan
free agent. I might be like Robbie Stanley, where I go on the air, and even though I talk about the Titans every day, I actually rather 1,000% care more about another team. That might be what I have to do.
Well, maybe. I just want to point out that 3 weeks ago, speaking of the Packers, the genuine Titan was the special teams unit, including Craig Aukerman. So think about what this could mean for him as they move forward here.
I lost my mind when that happened. In fact, I yelled about that on the show. The genuine Titan, 1 week after the Broncos game, was Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, but Joe acts like it is some, you know, employee of the month. And today's genuine Titan, presented by Wrangler Jeans, is, Stephanie Johnson, who sells tickets... Only single game tickets, though, and not season tickets. And here's Amy Wells and Dave McGinnis with a breakdown of Stephanie Johnson. That's what Joe was acting like that was yesterday, and that is not what that is.
I don't know. I don't watch the show. Apparently, I need to.
Shouldn't you watch it? Because, it's the coach talking, and there are things that you can pick up on.
I mean, I guess. I mean, I probably won't. I mean, but I appreciate the offer. Jared did send me the list of all the winners, and I believe Amy Ann of Strunk is on there too.
She was the
maybe
genuine
she'll
Titan.
Just be the GM.
Well, you know who makes the final say right now on the roster?
Apparently, Amy. According to
Vrabel.
Robbie, what do you think? I mean, I know you haven't heard you haven't heard the clip he's talking about. Yeah, but just of the information you know right now, I'd like to get your assessment.
Well, I will say we talked about the idea of John Stryker being the general manager 2 days after John Robinson was fired. So I don't think it's going to happen. I think they'll actually go find someone that's been in scouting. But I will say, we talked about it 2 days after. So it's not that crazy.
In all seriousness, what makes you think that it's not going to happen?
Well, I mean, Amy Adams Strunk did say in an interview with Teresa Walker that she's willing to wait out a GM in a Super Bowl. So right. I'm assuming they're going to actually interview GMs? No? You don't think so?
I mean, they might, just like they interviewed coaching candidates before they hired Mike Mularkey, but that was a sham.
Yeah, Mike Mularkey was an NFL head coach when he got the NFL head coaching job here.
I'm not denying that, but what I'm telling you is that they had their mind made up, and they went through the process, and then they hired who they had their mind made up for. If they have their mind made up for Stryker, if they came out and said, we fired John Robinson so that we can make this guy who's got no experience our general manager, and they didn't interview any minority candidates outside the organization, the NFL would go freaking ballistic on the Titans, and everybody knows it. Amy Adams Strunk just said, it's like Amy Adams Strunk saying that, you know, that Philadelphia game had nothing to do with me firing John Robinson. It's like, so if you won the Philadelphia game, you still would have fired him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you watch the Coach's Show and hashtag Jared's Film Room?
I mean, I watch the Coach's Show in my living room on my gray couch. And usually I fast forward through a lot of, like, I can never watch it in live time because as much as I love all the hard work that the Titans do in the community, and Tina Tuggle does a great job with all of that, as much as I, you know, that I, like, you know, we fast forward. They have the Vrabel six pack where they go over like six good plays from the previous game. And since the Coach's Show was on a Tuesday night, like I've, you know, everybody's already moved on from the last game. So fast forward through that. And then I get to the only important parts. The only really important part is the keys to the game because Vrabel actually gives like his key to the game. And I'm stunned that he literally gives the actual keys to the game in the Coach's Show. But you know, every now and then, if I see something that catches my eye, I stop it and I watch and I listen. And you can, the thing about Vrabel, and I think you back me up on this, you can kind of hear Vrabel's side comments, like the backhanded, you know, little zingers that he gets in there on a lot of things. And he does a lot of that on the Coach's Show. So it's like very telling as to how Vrabel actually feels because he's in a more comfortable setting sitting down with Mike Keith.
A lot of officiating shade. Oh yeah. A lot of that.
Little things like, you know, the touchdown pass that Tannehill threw to Westbrook Akine against the Jags. You know, Mike was like, Tannehill took a shot here, but if he's not going to check the protection, Ryan knows the ball has to come out because he knows he's going to get hit. And it was like pretty obvious that Vrabel wasn't happy that Tannehill didn't check the protection in order to avoid the hit.
Well, I will say this is a little bit back to normal today. You two kind of freaked me out a little bit yesterday, just to be honest with you. And Jared versus Joe, a little too much niceness going on out there. A little bit better this morning. Way to go, guys.
Okay, well, so here's what I'm doing. Oh, go ahead, Joe.
Well, I'm going to say, listen. First of all, if they do hire John Stryker as GM, I think that's a mistake. I think that's way too much of a leap. And I think someone who's a GM of an NFL team should be in the personnel side more. But that's on its own. If they do it, and now that you've brought this to light, and then it's actually state-run TV trying to sell it the way you think with your little conspiracy theory here. First of all, absolute tip of the cap. I should almost like buy you dinner if you're right about this. And also, my God, what would that say about the Titans?
Oh my God! I mean, it's already bad enough, right?
I mean, I think you're just completely off base here. I want that on the record. I think you're just completely wrong, and this was just a fun little thing.
And as a Titan fan, I pray that you are right. Like, I pray that the Tennessee Titans go get a real general manager. But I don't think, I mean, when I saw that.
What percentage chance is that the stretch is the GM?
40.
That's actually.
TD said 20 yesterday when I asked him, and then I think you said about 5. You know, I go back to that game that Vrabel put him in charge of, that preseason game against the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
That was so incredibly inappropriate that Vrabel did that. And
why?
Because he's not a coach.
It's a freaking preseason game.
I know, which is why everybody was kind of okay with it. But now in hindsight, the fact that he got up there when he won Coach of the Year and he thanked the owner, he thanked his wife, he thanked his kids, he thanked his best friend, he thanked Stretch, and then he thanked the players. Anybody notice who he didn't thank, Joe?
Yes, I know. I've heard this too.
I mean, it's so obvious this is Vrabel's guy, and the fact that, and Vrabel is the kind of guy who he will raise his hand, and he's so arrogant that he will say, I can do it. And so that's what this is. He's getting a Vrabel Bobo in there to do the pre-draft press conferences and talk at the combine, but basically to do all the legwork for Vrabel and scouting, even though the guy doesn't know anything about scouting, and then tell Vrabel what he wants to hear. He's hiring a Vrabel Bobo, which is exactly what happened, if this is what happens. And I hope it's not. I hope Amy Adams Strunk is like, no, we're hiring a real general manager, and the real general manager will handle personnel. But I don't know how to guess what Amy Adams Strunk is going to do, because I thought that firing the general manager on the Tuesday before the Jags game was freaking crazy. And clearly it was.
Jared, thanks for joining us this morning. A happy holiday season to you and your family, and we'll talk to you next week.
You guys too, especially the Rex Rhodes, because I know, you know, they got to put up with Joe. I don't want to tease your next segment, but I did send Robbie the audio of the John Stryker genuine titan from the coaches show.
He did.
Robbie has not heard this. Robbie, I want you to listen to this during the break.
Yes.
And I want your opinion on this.
We will do that.
Me too.
This audio cut. Thank you.
Thank you, Jared.
Thanks, Jared.
We'll get to
see
more of that coming up next. 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda J. Gentry. Thanks to Jared Stillman for joining us in the last segment. Shout out to Grigsby on the text line with the nice gift of Toonsis the driving cat on the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
He drives around all over the town.
All right, you listen to it. What do you think? I mean, it was a very nice feature on John Stryker. I mean, one of the things that was interesting, I guess Amy Wells was the one doing the voiceover work there. And they were listing off, you know, Stryker's accomplishments and what he does with the team, and none of it had anything to do with personnel. So I'm like, well, like, if you're trying to sell this is your future GM, we need at least try to make it sound like there's something to do with personnel in there. I don't know.
Yeah, like, I mean they mentioned the Brewer
sure
thing.
I mean I didn't have time to listen to all 5 minutes of it during the break, but yeah, it's one of those things where if this happens, number one, yes, I agree. We should probably both take Jared to dinner if that happens. I would put the percentage chance at 8%.
Okay. Yeah, I'm at 5. Yeah, you know, Jared, as we know, he's a conspiracy theorist, okay? I mean, but I will say this one at least, like, I guess it's kind of interesting. I can understand the
there's
the
one part of what he said that I absolutely agree with, and it is I have no idea what Amy Adams Strunk is thinking and what she's going to do. Like, that is the one thing that the John Robinson move shows me, is I'm not willing to go to it being a pattern yet. It's one move, but I mean, it was such a drastic move, especially based on the timing of it. I have no idea what Amy Adams Strunk is thinking about this search as they move forward. So I agree with that part of it.
Right. The Texans having some fun at Jared's expense. A big surprise there. Yeah, I agree. So, but what he is asking us to believe is that not only does she know what she's going to do, she is from the top down. Okay, everybody, on this week's edition, let's get Stretch in there. Let's make Stretch the featured Titan, and then the Titans fans will all
genuine
watch
Titan.
This show, the genuine Titan, and then everyone would embrace the idea of Stretch as GM. That's what Jared, because, I mean, why else? I mean, if this is what this is, as he said, state-run TV. This is, guys, let's say some really nice things about Stretch. Let's, you know, I mean, it's hard for me to get there, okay? Now, this is better than, you know, hey, Vrabel, hey, Trey Avery, you go cover A.J. Brown so we get blown out so John Robinson will get fired. Yeah. And, oh, my God, John Robinson made everybody play Truth or Dare on the plane from Green Bay. Yeah, I mean, like, this is way more in, like, the real world than some of Jared's things. But, yeah, fancy dinner, if he's right. Fancy dinner. And then a toast to Jared becoming a Lions fan because he's going to have to abandon this franchise.
If they hire John Stryker, what is the reaction of the Titans fan base going to be as GM?
Well, I think that's interesting. Like, Stryker, as Jared said, you know, he coached in that preseason game. I mean, I think he's been, you know, written about, talked about. Again, I think John Stryker is a GM in the NFL. Like, I take Everett Withers at his word. I think that makes sense if that's what he wants to do someday. I don't see how you can fast forward to that right now, right? Don't you? I mean, if you don't have to do actually be in scouting or even be like a player, personnel director, assistant, whatever it is on that side of it to get a GM job in the NFL, what does that say? Like for all the people who are, like for all the people like the John Robinsons who grind in scouting for years and years to try to move up the ladder to do that, to see that, those are the people who'd really be pissed.
Well, what it would say is that Mike Vrabel's the GM. That's what it would say, is Mike Vrabel is basically the GM.
They are close, and it's going to be really interesting to watch his career path, and I wouldn't be surprised if it goes that route. The more we talk about it, I just don't buy this.
There's another part of what Amy Adams Strunk said that would lead me to believe that this is not very much of a possibility. And beyond just the waiting to, we could wait to the Super Bowl if we felt like it was necessary. She also talked about how, you know, being a head coach and being a GM in this league, it requires a lot of time spent in each individual job, right? And she talked about the time required to be a head coach and the time required to be a general manager. And I just kind of feel like you would need somebody that is at least experienced in personnel to handle what's going to be required of you to be the GM. Like those comments that she had on that would lead me to believe that this wouldn't add up to a decision like that.
Right. Hey, look, maybe in the past couple of years, everything that Stretch has said on the personnel side of things has been absolutely right.
Well, it could be. I don't know.
And Vrabel, then they're like, this guy's a genius. This is the biggest find, you know, right now. And it's his game, and he's the expert. But I think what you just said is basically what people would think, right? Okay, so basically you have someone doing your busy work that you can be the GM.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what people would think. Now, whether or not that would be the case, I don't know, but that's exactly what people would think.
And see, I mean, again, I don't think that that's what they're going to do. I don't think that's what they should do. I would have a much bigger problem with it based on this now. Based on this, like if actually this feature is part of the whole thing, like, okay. Titans fans become Lions fans. I advocate for you to become a Lions fan.
Tune in heavily to Genuine Titan every week and figure out what else is coming down the pike for the Titans.
Man, Jared, nothing gets by that guy.
I will say, I said it last segment. I mean, Craig Aukerman, special teams, got a lot of love 3 weeks ago on the Genuine Titan.
So the whole special teams whole was a Genuine Titan?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
I'm just saying.
So... like they talked to Aukerman and they talked to Randy Bullock too, or who got featured?
I don't know.
Various gunners.
They have a Pro Bowl.
It's
long
a whole
snapper,
new so world that has opened up to me.
Just
now.
Saying, got a Pro Bowl long snapper out there right now.
Yes, so. Yeah, good for him. But he's also a Tennessee grad.
Yeah,
he's a VFL, which I failed to. Acknowledge. I apologize again for that.
615-737-1025. We'll get back into the Ryan Tannehill discussion coming up next. Likely done for the season. What will it mean for his future? What does it mean for the immediate future of the Tennessee Titans?
Real quick, James. Speaking of Russians, John Stryker sounds like a Cold War action hero wiping out the Soviets single-handed. Nice job, James.
Thank you, James. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Tomorrow, it's your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty and Superbook Sports. If you correctly guess a Preds player that scores a goal in the game tomorrow night, you win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. Your next chance to participate is tomorrow morning at 8:45 as the Predators take on the Colorado Avalanche. We'll have Preds assistant coach Todd Richards coming up at 8:30. Looking forward to that conversation with him. Right now, taking your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. What are you laughing at over there?
Chris, Titans fans, explore the roar. You guys are the best. Yes.
Text line's on one today. We appreciate it.
The picture of Jared. Who is that actually? Football. It's like Jared's face, but it's who is that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Greg A. Look at Greg A's text. It has a picture of Jared with like who is it? It's a reface app, but who is the person that put
it's
Jared's
like that
face
dude
on?
From the History Channel and the Ancient Aliens show that's like, oh, look at this, man. Aliens, man. It's awesome.
Oh, man.
I got a text that says, you guys are going the wrong direction. Vrabel should be gone. His brand of football will never get us to the Super Bowl. Hire a GM who will hire the offensive coordinator from the Kansas City Chiefs. Then you become a winner. That's from an unnamed texter on the text line. So this texter in favor of firing Mike Vrabel for Eric Bieniemy.
My God.
Of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Also on the text line, earlier this week, Jared said the only, also unnamed, earlier this week, Jared said the only reason they haven't fired John Hines is because of the Jared Stillman show. It took 30 minutes to stop the nosebleed.
Text line's a wonderful place.
I'm loopy today.
I don't think, well, look.
Yeah, the Vrabel
entirely too much fire Vrabel discussion over the last 2 weeks for my liking.
My God. And I think the thing with that is like his brand of football. I mean, it's so funny because when Vrabel came in, all it was this malarkey, Rubisky, archaic offense. And Mike Vrabel's entire intro presser was about like a modern, you know, basically like the modern West Coast offense and how it's going to help Marcus Mariota reach his potential. And also, by the way, halfway through Vrabel's first year as coach, Derrick Henry was barely playing. Like, they didn't even want to use Derrick Henry. They had Deion Lewis getting more reps at running back because they wanted, in this offense, throwing to the back and things like that. Derrick Henry became unbelievably great. And any coach would be an idiot who didn't lean in on that. And by the way, thanks to leaning in on it, they got to the AFC Championship game. And by the way, the next year, they had Derrick Henry rushing for 2,000 yards, and they scored 31 points a game, and their passing offense was brilliant as well. Why do we forget these things?
Well, it's because of...
Because they suck right now.
Right, that's why.
They're crap.
Yeah. And
but it's not Vrabel's brand of football. He doesn't want to score 5 freaking points a game in the second half of games.
Well, we've talked about this before. Like, if you get a quarterback that is the caliber of some of these upper echelon, top-tier quarterbacks in the league, do we think that Vrabel would turn around and just be like,
I don't care.
Yeah, doesn't matter. I'm just going to hand this thing off, man.
I got Hassan Haskins, and I'm giving him the ball 33 times. I don't care what you do to me. Can we just get back to ripping Jared on the text line, people?
615-737-1025. So Ryan Tannehill likely done for the season. Paul Kuharsky from PaulKuharsky.com reporting that yesterday. He'll join the show coming up at 8 o'clock. What does this mean for we talked about a little bit earlier, like the future of Malik Willis, the future of Ryan Tannehill. What does it mean right now for this group as they prepare to take on the Houston Texans coming up on Saturday?
Well, at least, you know, I think you take away the now, look, I look back at some of the things this week. For example, Derrick Henry's presser. I was not there for it, but I watched it. And Derrick Henry has a lot of pressers where he doesn't seem enthused to be there. Doesn't like talking a lot. Mumbles. Seems pretty down here and there. You know, you'll get days where he'll make a joke or something to be a little bit more into it. I'd say that this week's was one of the absolute low points of Derrick Henry presser.
Yes. I would say so.
And, you know, you wonder, like, how recently had he found out, yeah, Ryan Tannehill's done. You know, I mean, at least look, I think the guy's a locker room. But my point being, you know, they've had time. They're having time this week to kind of come to terms with that. And, hey, and get behind Malik Willis. And that's what they have to do. And the injury report is an absolute just – it's just a disaster. So maybe it doesn't matter. But to me, this is, one, a great opportunity for Malik Willis to just take it steps forward and try to really, you know, give himself a head start on trying to become an NFL quarterback. And this is Todd Downing needs to really do more, I think, around him, utilize what he does well, try to, you know, obviously you try to hide some things or, you know, take away stuff that you worry about that he might make mistakes and use what he does and change the offense around that. I mean, that, you know, someone on Twitter was like, if they're going to run the same offense, then it's not going to go well. Like, it's got to look different. It's got to be different. There are things he can do that Tannehill can't do that can stress a defense. So I'm very interested to see how they approach things offensively Saturday.
Well, I am too, and it looks like you're going to have Treylon Burks back for this game. He's been a full participant the last couple of games. And keep in mind, when Malik Willis started the two games earlier this year, one against Houston and one against Kansas City, Treylon Burks was not playing in either one of those games. So you do have a weapon at your disposal that you didn't have back then. So I'm interested to see what they do about that. I can't get over there showing on a TV broadcast Ryan Tannehill looking out of this injury tent right now, which is still the greatest thing I think I've ever seen. Just looking out of there. But you got Burks.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, guys? What's going on out here? Malik, audible. What are you
doing? Cover three.
Cover three, Malik.
Omaha.
Just amazing. But Burks looks like he's going to be available. I mean, really, the two pockets of good news on the injury report, which is a lengthy one for the Titans, Burks looks like he's going to be back in there, and Denico Autry was a full participant yesterday with a knee. So that's good news for the Titans. I am interested, like, from Burks' standpoint, is there any way, especially with Malik Willis at the quarterback, that you find ways to get him the ball early, get him the ball often in this game, and see what he can do after the catch? I will say that that's the one thing with Treylon Burks that I have expected to see a little bit more of that we've not seen. I know injury's a big part of it, but making plays after the catch. He's gone down the field, made some plays down the field, made some contested catches. All that's great. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. I would like to see a little bit more burst after the catch than we've seen so far. And I think, quite frankly, in this game, not only with Malik Willis being the quarterback, but with what offensive line they may have to trot out there on Saturday, I don't care if it is against the Houston Texans, that could be necessary coming up on Saturdays to get him the ball early in the quick passing game and see what he can do.
Yeah. Yeah, and same thing, you know, get him some sweeps. I mean, you got, like, creativity. I'm not talking about, you know, the third and one, hold on to a lead, direct snap, or the chase sweep stuff, you know, but just creativity overall has got to be at a premium here, I think, in this game. And yeah, Burks, that's a nice luxury that Willis didn't have first time around. I'm trying to think, who dropped the fade? Was that Westbrook Kine?
Yes, there was Chris Conley in that
Conley
game.
Conley had it dropped, and Westbrook Kine dropped it too. Yeah. I mean, he had some real nice throws in that game that could have been the difference. You know, I mean, think about even like in the preseason, a guy who, by the way, we haven't seen much of, but he gets out there here and there. But I'm still saying Racy McMath. Could, maybe, no. Shaking your head?
Happening.
No? Okay. Well, you said Austin Hooper was done and was never
going
to do anything.
That's what the Titans need. So we'd be like, yeah, it's not happening with Racy McMath, but it's not happening.
Well, we'll see. I mean, they did in camp had some good moments together. So you didn't have him either, right?
Yeah. No, you did not. Yes.
So McMath and Burks. Yeah, Burks, obviously, the more important of the two. And I mean, there's enough there if you have any time. But that's the thing. It's like, I think you have to move the pocket. You have to roll them out. You have to do a lot of different things than you normally do.
Well, this should be, based on a lot of factors, a game where Derrick Henry has about 35 carries. Like, he should carry the ball a lot.
If you have the ball enough for
him to
happen,
you have the ball for him to do it, he should carry the ball a lot in this game. And, look, I mean, there's a billion reasons for it. Number one, he kills the Houston Texans every time they play him. It's going to be cold. It's not going to be fun to tackle Derrick Henry coming up on Saturday. So the Titans should lean into that. I think they will lean into that. But we've talked about this, Joe, and I realize this is comical to say with what Houston has not been able to do against Derrick Henry over the past few years, but there is a difference. Like, when you don't have any threat in a passing game, like what an NFL defense should be able to do to the running game. Now, having said that, literally the last play I've watched of a Houston Texans defense was Patrick Mahomes turn around and hand the ball off to Jerick McKinnon and him running like 45 yards directly up the middle for a touchdown.
Yeah.
So I still feel like Derrick Henry could have a big day coming up on Saturday.
And that's the thing. I didn't really watch that game, but, yeah, you watch that play. It's like, okay, that looks familiar. The Titans' offensive line in that game looked overpowering. But
they did.
Again, you might be looking about two or three people who played in that game who won't in this one. So how much of a difference does that make? The good news is, like you said, I mean, they had the whole passing non-existence there, and it didn't matter. Didn't hurt them.
LD from McMendel said, should Titans fans be confident that Todd Downing understands the differences between Tannehill and Willis? Can he actually tailor a scheme to fit Malik Willis? This from LD from McMendel on the text line. I'm interested to see how different it looks. Now, Downing talked this week about the progress that Willis has made. Maybe you could open up the playbook a little bit more than you could earlier this season when he was playing games, but it's not going to look the same, I wouldn't think. Scheme-wise, do they lean into the Malik Willis running ability a little bit more than they have? I'm interested to see that.
Yeah, I don't see how you don't, you know. But, look, You definitely see if Derrick Henry, just your usual outside zone stuff and everything, is just going to steamroll them like it normally does, and then so much gets played off that. But, yeah, to me, the threat of Malik Willis in tandem with Henry could be a problem for a defense.
I got a text that says the best move for the Titans is to fire Vrabel, get Sean Payton as coach, and go get Lamar Jackson. Build around him, have Jackson show Willis the way.
Totally.
Well, I don't know what you'd need Lamar Jackson to show Malik Willis the way for if you got him as quarterback. He's
I think he's probably your quarterback then. Here's the way to be my backup.
Yes, here's the way to sit on the bench.
Yeah, well, it's Lamar Jackson 33 and I missed it?
Oh, man.
Text line today is popping.
That's a plan. Go get Sean Payton and Lamar Jackson.
That is a plan.
I will say,
1 week we're going to stink and this guy sucks and then I suck.
Hey,
that's how it feels.
That works in the league sometimes. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, it's time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. You can check it out every morning at 745. That is next. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 1025-1063, the game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment. Let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
And it is that time of the day, time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road. You can check it out every morning at 745 here on this program. We have the worst Christmas song of all time, bringing us back in.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I mean, it got to be too much, but not the worst, right?
I figured
you hate it, Chase.
I actually like it, but I figured it'd fire one of you up.
The worst. No, Robbie hates it. It's awful. So you hate that more than Paul McCartney?
Yes.
Wonderful Christmas Time.
Yes.
Oh, don't be hating on McCartney.
Oh, I mean, I love that song, but Robbie thinks the Beatles are trash. So,
I've always questioned that about Robbie.
I would even go Cheeks.
Cheeks.
Oh,
all the way to Cheeks. My goodness,
that's where I would go.
Well, speaking of Robbie, Chase, play the clip.
What about your guys' signals? There's a time in the game when you Pat's showing you right there. You might have been a little bit upset. Obviously, great teammate, great leader. You guys like dapped it up right after that. What's going on with your hand signal? Or, like, all your signals? How do you do that? Are you the only one that knows what's going on?
They wrote a lot about this.
Let me tell you, I was made aware of that article. It is by far the dumbest nothing burger article that I've read in the entire season. I won't say in my career, because, I mean, last year there were some of the dumbest articles you possibly imagine. I don't know if you ever topped the COVID to a Wall Street Journal, but this was the dumbest article of the year by far.
Bro, how about when you put your pinky toe as the
profile photo.
As your Twitter profile.
It's still up, by the way. It's still up. I think, unless it's got taken down for some reason by Elon or members of the FBI are trying to censor
Hashtag Twitter files, of course. They are lit. It seems like Aaron has made his way over there.
For those who don't know, that was Aaron Rodgers.
It was.
With his weekly Pat McAfee appearance. AJ Hawk initially talking to him, and then McAfee in there. Yeah, they wrote a lot about it.
Yes.
I love that Pat McAfee voice. So when I saw this, I had not yet read Kalen Collar's article on The Athletic, and then I did read it, and it was awesome. It was a really cool article about Aaron Rodgers and like the hand signals, and it was not ripping him at all, and it was all these people who were quoted.
Yeah.
It was a great story. What is your guy whining about? Why is he such a baby little whiner? Talk about baby leg. Baby Aaron, nothing burger.
I don't know
what is wrong with him.
I have no idea.
I thought maybe you would defend him today.
What am I supposed to defend?
I don't know. You love Aaron Rodgers.
Look, I love Aaron Rodgers because he throws a football exceptionally well. There are many things about Aaron Rodgers that I don't necessarily agree with, but he throws a football exceptionally well. I don't really know what he's mad about here. It signals to me that he never read it, right? Like, there's no way he read it.
I don't know. Maybe that's it.
Which
is also stupid.
If you read it, I don't know how you could come away with the conclusion that it was like, it sounded like he was upset that it was like ripping him or something. And he called it a nothing burger. Like at the end of the day,
it's not supposed to be a burger.
Yeah, like, it's not really supposed to be really anything that's that meaningful. It's just kind of like a cool look behind the scenes of the way the offense operates and, you know, the signals that go into it. I mean, he talks all the time about, you know, there's the offense on paper and then there's the offense playing with me. And there's two different things that go into that. Like, it was kind of a cool look at that and what goes into that. So
I
don't really know what he's mad about.
Right. I learned a ton. And then the thing is, if anything in it that's somewhat, I guess, critical, it's what he has actually said when he, like, called out the receivers this year.
Yeah.
I mean, that was included in the article, and it's good context because there's no way it's easy, right?
No.
But I was fascinated. I would advise anyone to check it out, athletic.com. I was fascinated to think about these Saturday meetings where they get together and they're just coming up with all this new stuff, you know? And it's got to be intimidating for those guys. And then you drop a pass like Watson did, and all of a sudden, you know, it's
like you're only outs.
Yeah, it was a great idea. Well executed. And then, you know, I don't understand what's up with your dude.
But I don't know. Like, I will say one thing about him that I've always not really appreciated is it seems like when there's the slightest bit of criticism tossed his way, he gives it way too much oxygen. It's been something that has been a problem with him before. And but that's the thing. Look, this is not really criticism. Like, there's a weird – and I think some of this dates
some
back to,
people,
like, Amari Rodgers, who was a third-round pick from the Packers a couple years ago.
Right.
Which we talked about maybe the Titans picking at that point. He's now gone. He's with the Houston Texans. He'll be playing against the Titans coming up on Saturday. And it just didn't work. Like, he was the punt returner for the Packers. He never really got on the field at wide receiver. And when he did, he didn't play well. And Rodgers was pretty vocal about him. He couldn't do anything out there. Like, he couldn't pick up signals. He couldn't run the right route. There's a lot of things that go into it. And, you know, he said something, you know, Amari Rodgers talked about Aaron Rodgers when he got to Houston. He was like, yeah, you know, wasn't very nice about his time with Aaron Rodgers. I thought, okay, well, cool. It's Amari Rodgers. Who cares what he thinks? Yeah. You're Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, not everybody's going to like you.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I mean, he does seem to just jump all over stuff that I think there was some criticism from that. Like, I did see some reaction to the story.
Yeah.
Where it was like, that's ridiculous. But, I mean, I think that's ridiculous. I mean, I think Aaron Rodgers' success probably tells you that what he does here has been a pretty good formula for him. But you have to be thinking at a high level with him to make it work, right?
Yeah.
It's also interesting that Matt LaFleur is just like, you know, basically like, it's really your offense, Aaron.
Yeah.
And I'm just here to sort of like carry the clipboard.
Yeah, that guy's on the list, man. Guy's on the list. Yeah. Well, the other thing that is ridiculous in conversations like this, and this has been more the case this year because they've been losing, but I really enjoy like the weekly Tuesday interview with Aaron Rodgers with Pat McAfee and A.J. Hawk, because it's not like the normal press conference media setting. He's generally pretty good in those. But he's better at this because it's just like it's opened up. So I generally enjoy those things. When things aren't going well and they're losing and there's criticism being thrown Rodgers' way, and then you have stuff like this happening and there's no pushback whatsoever from McAfee and A.J. Hawk, that's when segments like this, you're like, okay, well, what are we doing here? Like, if you never push back on anything he says ever, what are we doing?
Right. Well, and obviously McAfee since then has gone totally the other way.
Yes.
And you know, basically apologized and is – you know, talked up the article and all that stuff. But, yeah, no, it seems like with Hawk in particular, because, you know, Hawk and, you know, they play together.
Right.
Like, they're buddies.
They're like best friends.
McAfee.
Yeah, Aaron, whatever you say, buddy.
Yeah. Why is my McAfee voice the same as Jared? I don't know.
I don't know. It's a good question. It's a little bit different than the Paul Kaharsky voice, though.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Do we have Paul coming up next?
We do.
Paul! Let's talk about Vrabel, Paul.
Terrible. Terrible.
This has been the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. You can check it out every morning at 7:45 here on the program. Are you gonna do your PK voice for PK, or does this just have to be kind of like a
– I can.
Like an organic thing? I mean, it's up to you.
I'll ask him if he's heard it.
I'm sure he'll love that.
I'm sure he's heard it. He listens.
I'm sure that he will. We'll take your thoughts. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. We got a lot to get to on the Titans front with Paul Kaharsky coming up next. We'll be joined by Predators assistant coach Todd Richards at 8:30. Take your thoughts all show long on the Ryan Tannehill, Malik Willis situation as well. What's the immediate future going to look like for the Titans? What does this mean for their playoff hopes as well? All that going to be on the table at 615-737-1025. Paul Kaharsky is coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.